Unit 57, Emergency Situations. During an emergency situation, things can be hectic, chaotic. Chaotic and all around terrifying. This is why it is extremely important that all buildings, schools, and offices have a well-defined and reliable emergency plan in case something goes wrong. Administrators must be resolute when making their plans for emergencies and stick to the plans no matter what. Further, they must make sure to adopt regular drills for buildings so that everyone knows what to do if a fire or other emergency occurs. Regular notices and emails must be distributed that clarify the procedures to ensure no one is unsure of their responsibilities. During an emergency, oftentimes people conglomerate in the stairwells, causing further chaos and confusion. This is dangerous because petite people could easily be trampled underfoot in the mass that is pushing forward. To avoid this, administrators must set down a specific order of people to leave the building so that each group will proceed the next in an orderly fashion. If this order is achieved, groups will merge together in neat lines and leave the building comfortably. During the evacuation of a building, someone must take command and direct traffic away from the area of danger. These leaders are idolized for their skills in herding people and commanding instructions during stressful situations. Leaders will take care in an emergency to boost people's sense of ease by smiling and encouraging them that it will all be all right. They must take care to coax people into their respective roles so that no one panics and makes the emergency worse than it already is. It is the responsibility of the people in the building to be able to differentiate between multiple exits to a building. They cannot wander around like nomads during an emergency. Rather, they must find their group and leave together with them. This helps administrators count off people and ensure no one is left behind. To enforce said rules, there must be monthly drills for practice. If an employee or student does not partake, something needs to be detracted from them as a punishment. This may be a part of their paycheck or privileges that they have been given, such as a hall pass.